from 60 again. So wherever we left off in the previous life, we start off from there. Neha bhikramanashosti pratyavayo navidyate svalpam apyasi dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Krishna says that devotional service is never destroyed. And it protects one from the greatest type of fear, which is forgetting Krishna in the next life. So one will be able to continue one's Krishna consciousness. That is the very encouraging news. So we have nothing to fear. At the same time, we shouldn't rely on that, because what the scenario will be when we come back again after heavenly planets, it'll be a totally different Sydney that we come to, if at all we come to Sydney. Because when we go to the heavenly planets, we will spend thousands of years there. And thousands of years in the heavenly planets would mean many lakhs of years, or many much longer period over here. So when we come back, Kali Yuga would be in full force. So we don't want to delay it. We want to go back at the end of this life. So we should take Krishna consciousness very seriously now. Okay, yes, somebody had a hand raised there. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is regarding children who are above 16. What do you do to prevent them being on phones 24/7? They don't have time for us. I mean, I know I'm going to incur wrath of my kids once we get into the car, because that's what they do constantly. It's just either iPhone or it's iPad or it's computer. It's just one of the machines, and they just don't seem to understand anything else. No matter what logic you give, it's useless. And generally the tendency is parents don't know anything. You don't understand. You don't know anything. So how do I behave in order to make them understand or take that on board, that kind of behavior?
This is a problem that is there everywhere. It's not just for young people. Nowadays, everyone is on this. And you go to public places, and everywhere is just everyone. They don't even talk to each other. There are so many films on this now. Not by devotees, by non-devotees. So many films that are bemoaning the fact that we've lost our interpersonal relationships, because everybody has relationships only with that thing. So this is a problem everywhere. So no point only blaming your children for it. It's the whole modern civilization that is there. Everyone else around is doing the same thing. So we just have to practice our Krishna consciousness so strongly and give them those sanskars and encourage them, and they will eventually do what is right. And it's not only them, the grown-ups are also doing it. You go to a railway station, tube, you see walking, everybody's. You see so many humorous pictures people send of a public space, people standing at a bus stop. Every one of them is doing this. Not one is looking up or looking at each other, who is the other person next to me. They're so busy communicating with somebody miles and miles away that they don't want to communicate with somebody who's next to them. And this happens at home also. So this is the problem with modern technology. It's making everything more and more impersonal. In the name of enhancing communication, you're actually making people go away from each other. Sorry? Okay, there was that one question. In the the grain, is the soul dormant or can it feel, etc.? It's dormant. You say the soul is in the grains we eat. So then does this mean we can have more than one soul inside us? It's not necessary that every grain will have a soul. Not necessary. The soul will come to some particular grain or grains. Not necessary that everyone will have to have. How do we explain the importance of Garbhadhan Samskar to a devotee woman whose husband is averse to Krishna consciousness? Well, then the problem is not to explain to the devotee woman, the problem is to explain to the husband. Right? Your question is, so the devotee will understand, the lady will understand if she is a devotee. But if the husband doesn't understand, then at least he will understand the need for the child to have a good mental balance, to have good character, to be healthy, to be emotionally balanced, and all these things that anybody will appreciate, will want in their children. That can be explained to them. Just leave out the spiritual component, tell them the other benefits of doing it. All right, so yes, one last question. It's almost 5 o'clock.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
As we normally say that Krishna punishes or rewards you in proportion to the good or bad you have done, maybe in this life or the past life.
Yes.
No, that good or bad is being done by the body or the soul? My first question.
It is the body that does it.
It is body. If it is the body, then my body has done something wrong in the past life. Why this body made to suffer for that? Or even something good in the past life, why this body is rewarded in this life?
The body is the instrument for the work to be done. But the body is not alone and independent in doing that work. Behind the gross body, there is a subtle body. Behind the subtle body, there is a soul. So, when we perform some activity, then the reaction comes on the gross body. And if that gross body is changed, it will come onto the next body, because ultimately the mind is the same. The subtle body that experiences that pain continues life after life. It is only the gross body that changes. That will be cremated, that will be burnt. But the subtle body, the mind, intelligence and false ego continues to move on with the soul life after life. Okay, so thank you very much. We will stop here now. What is the program now? We are winding up. Should we have 5 minutes of kirtan, a little bit? Just two heavy sessions, you know, of so many grains and souls and... And yes, okay. Mama. Now I think next time devotees start eating grains, they'll be wondering, is there a soul in this grain? You know, what is there in this grain? Maybe have the demigod has come here in this or what? Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari bol nitai gaura hari bol
Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai ISKCON Sydney Yatra ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.